how frustrating is this right now?
It's frustrating for sure. We had a golden opportunity. We let it slip away. But, you know, we made it a little bit more difficult on ourselves than it has to be. But we went there before and won. I think we did the same thing to get home court, so we got to do it again.
Matchups against guys like Zebo and Gasol have been really tough, especially the last two games.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's been the difference. You know, and it's never just one guy guarding one guy. We got to do a better job helping, but we got to figure that out.
How daunting is the challenge of this now? I mean, to go there and win, and then you got to win another one.
Yeah, it'll be tougher. It'll be tougher than it has to be, but it still can be done. I know only, they say 83% of teams, I think, who win game five, you know, go on to win the series, but I was actually a part of the 17% who won before in the playoffs. So let's see what happened.
How did that team respond to losing in game five?
Well, we went on the road and won in Milwaukee,
and then won in game seven. Like, what's the attitude have to be after losing?
Us against the world. It's do or die. It's actually win or go home. You know, I know it's a slogan or the saying, but it can never be more true than that.
What team was that?
Atlanta, 2009-10, I believe.
How much is the physicality affecting you guys?
At this point, we're used to it. We played them a lot this year, and they do the same things every time. So we have to adjust and be just as physical.
Jamal, how much does it help, though, that you guys have won there several times before?
Yeah, it definitely helps. I said a long time ago, we feel like we can win anywhere, you know, so this is just another challenge, another bump in the road.
But without Blake, possibly, how does that affect everything?
Yeah, that's tough. Blake's such a big piece of what we do, but this means everybody has to step up a little bit more.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
No problem.
Appreciate it.